Welcome to Follow Your Curiosity, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Creativity. Here's how to get unstuck. I'm your host, creativity coach, Nancy Norbeck. Let's go. Hey, everybody. This is Nancy Norbeck with this week's Creative Pep Talk. And you know, I was talking to one of my former students the other day, just a little check-in, and she mentioned to me that her need to be special has caused her so much trouble in her life. And in her case, we're not just talking garden variety trouble. We're talking some pretty awful stuff. And it got me thinking, you know, we have this cultural message, and maybe also to a certain extent, a human need that says that we all need to be special. And I think we are all special, right? I am unique. There is nobody else like me. You are unique because there is no one else like you, and there will never, ever be another person exactly like either one of us. So that does make us special by definition. And I think, you know, we all want to be special to someone, whether it's our parents or a spouse or someone else. But she has a real point about how that quest can get us in trouble. And the flip side of it is that there's really nothing wrong with being normal or being ordinary. We associate those words a lot of the time with bad things, that we haven't tried hard enough, that we aren't, you know, finding our own unique thing and bringing it into the world well enough. And I think there's something to be said for finding and acting on what makes us unique. But at the same time, if we overemphasize a need to be special, we make ourselves vulnerable to all sorts of things that we don't really, really want. I mean, if you think about the lives of most celebrities, because let's be real, they are the first person that probably comes to mind when you think of someone who is special, I don't think a lot of them have a whole lot of peace. I think that they trade their privacy, they trade their autonomy sometimes, and probably a whole lot more in exchange for a career that puts their face all over the world and, yes, pays them a lot of money. But there are also people who think that they are entitled to all sorts of strange things from famous people because they earn a lot of money, and that's a whole other conversation. But let's be real, that's not okay. That's not reasonable. And, you know, I mean, it's the kind of thing that can make you fall for things you don't want to fall for. So this week, I just wanted to mention the idea that, you know, being your normal, ordinary, unique self might just be enough. Now, that doesn't mean that it can't take you to great places. It's not about your level of success or failure. It's about you and where your focus is. It's about you staying your own true self and not selling out parts of you to something you don't want to be. And also, honestly, I am pretty sure that if you talk to the family of most famous people, they would tell you that that person is just as ordinary as anybody else. It's just that they happen to do something that gets them more attention than most of us. I'm sure there are exceptions to the rule. You know that. We don't need to go there. So just give yourself a chance to be your normal, authentic self and be okay with that. Even if it's just being a tiny little bit more okay with that, see if you can be okay with that. Because there is nothing wrong with who you are. Who you are is wonderful and magical and unique and in its own way, incredibly special already. You don't need to get your specialness from somebody else. It's already there. So be okay with that. Give it a try. See what happens. As always, I'd love to hear from you if you have an interesting experience with this. And until then, I'll see you next time.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you're feeling a little bit less than confident in your creative process right now, join me at The Spark on Substack as we form a community that supports and celebrates each other's creative courage. It's free, and it's also where I'll be adding programs for subscribers and listeners. The link is in your podcast app, so sign up today. See you there, and see you next week. Follow Your Curiosity is produced by me, Nancy Norbeck, with music by Joseph McDade. If you like Follow Your Curiosity, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell your friends. It really helps me reach new listeners.